Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
You are lucky enough to have a river flowing through or adjacent to your property and you wish to do your bit with renewable energy, you could consider my next guests. They are called G-Kinetic and they harness the power of streams and small rivers and turn them into electricity without affecting the local fish life. They aren't selling directly to customers yet, but they could provide as much energy as the average cluster of solar panels. And Roisin McCormack is the Chief Operating Officer with G-Kinetic. Good morning, Roisin.
Good morning, Joe.
Tell us more about how these turbines work.
Yeah, absolutely. So they're very different to what's, I suppose, everyone thinks of generating energy from rivers. You think of your traditional hydro dam.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's familiar with that core concept of generating energy from water.
Arden Crusher.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it really did its part in the time. But there's a lot of negative effects, I suppose, to those types of really large structures, you know, really upsets the natural ecosystem. Our unit is the complete opposite of that. So really small, modular, floating, so kind of drop and go solution, just goes into the river stream and instantly starts generating power. Every study we've done to date shows absolutely no negative effects on the fish or the natural environment. Now, saying that, it's something that's, you know, our company is very passionate about. We want to have absolutely no negative impact. So all of the projects we're doing, that's something we're going to continue monitoring all the time.
So the turbines sit in the middle of the river. Now,
yeah.
I look at your website and you've got these, I don't know how, maybe a metre by a metre or something like that?
2 metres by 2 metres, yeah. Is our 3 kilowatt unit.
And they sit in the river.
Yeah.
And there's turbines or kind of obviously kind of windmills within them that turn the stream of the water into electricity.
Yeah. So they're kind of like little pods, like floating pods. So it's basically a bluff body structure in the middle. So like a semicircular structure in the middle and two vertical axis turbines either side of that. It's a really simple concept. There's a lot of developers in the space. We're the only ones using this type of concept. And we've had 10 granted patents because of that.
And you've got the support of Enterprise Ireland.
We've had great support from Enterprise Ireland, you know, local enterprise office in the early days, and SAAI as well gave us a lot of support down through the years. So it is, you know, there's been a long, I suppose, road in terms of the R&D and the development of it. The unit changed quite a bit along the road as well. So we kept kind of pivoting and adapting the design. Like if you looked at the original design from 2014, it looks very unlike what we have now.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just a really clever way of accelerating the water. As the water approaches this semicircular kind of front, it accelerates out and around it. Very similar to the pillar of a bridge.
And the water can be flowing at a fairly modest rate, can it?
Yeah, that's the biggest issue affecting most other developers is like your average flow speed in a river is, you know, kind of 1 to 1.5 metres per second.
Mm-hmm.
And most other designs need faster flow speed to hit rate capacity.
Whereas your devices don't necessarily.
Yeah. And it's because of that bluff body. It's kind of naturally accelerating the water in a really simple, kind of natural way, really. Like very similar to if you're crossing a bridge, look down at the pillar of the bridge, you'll see how the water accelerates either point of that bridge pillar. And we're just capturing that accelerated flow.
And how do you connect it then to the electricity grid, for example? Is there some tethering going on?
Yeah, it's quite straightforward. Like we run cables off each unit and that just basically runs on shore onto the customers, whatever electrical infrastructure they have.
Mm-hmm.
It works well, like we're compatible with solar. So, you know, that's a big advantage nearly.
Will it flow directly into the inverter if they already have a solar system?
Yeah. We'd connect that all up. And ideally, like if someone has existing solar or they're looking to install solar, we would work with that system as much as possible, you know, to kind of double up on that, not to be like, you know, creating a whole new kind of electrical setup. We'll tie in with that as much as we can.
So will you need planning permission, given the fact that you're going to have infrastructure, albeit small infrastructure, on either side of the riverbank?
Yeah, we need planning, yeah. But not a foreshore licence, which, you know, previous projects we did in the past where they were more like tidal or kind of offshore, you needed a foreshore licence.
Mm-hmm.
And that really did make it quite complex. So with rivers, it's just the planning permission. And there's a pretty clear and straightforward process to go through with that.
And who makes these turbines and these green boxes that you make? Are they made overseas or do you make them locally?
No, we have a workshop on site. So all the units we've built to date, we've built on site and with the help of subcontractors. But it's something, I suppose, now that we're, you know, we're getting an awful lot of interest. We have a huge project pipeline in the works now. And really what we're looking at is projects where people are taking numerous devices. So they're actually installing a station of these across the width of the river. Mm-hmm. So we are very interested, I suppose, in talking to potential partners, you know, both, especially on the operations and maintenance side, for just the long-term running of these and the manufacture of these as well.
But, and who is the ideal customer? I know you're not mm-hmm. selling directly to customers now, but who would be the kind of person who would buy these turbines?
Yeah, so we do have two projects up and running. So we actually do have our first two customers. Now it's early stages. We're at feasibility mm-hmm. study stage with both of those. So we're kind of just getting going. The perfect customer is someone who's right alongside a river, you know, a home, a farm, a business, who's using a decent amount of power, ideally about 100,000 kilowatt hours. And definitely if they have solar or are thinking of getting solar. So solar is fantastic. It's really paved the way for us. And I think it's shown, you know, energy consumers, the power of your own on-site supply.
And the cost savings.
And the cost savings, Matt, and the security.
Even in Ireland when we don't get that much sunshine.
But you know, the biggest thing with our customers is security, energy security. The fact that they have that on-site. And solar, I think, because people have seen the advantages of solar. But then when it drops, which it inevitably does, you know, you've got that gap.
And so here, if you had a hotel, it would be pretty ideal for you. You had a
absolutely,
river flowing through.
Yeah. And the biggest advantage with this is river turbines will output their most power during the winter months. So from September through to April, that's when we do our most power, and then the solar kicks in for the summer. So if you've got both, you've got a pretty...
And if there is flooding like there has been this year, is that bad for the pontoon and or the turbine?
It depends on the extent. Like obviously the flooding we've seen, yes, that was, you know, it was really destructive flooding. We would actually just take the units out for that level of flooding. So again, they're really easy to take in and out.
At that point.
Yeah, well, just even for safety, you know, there might be a lot more debris coming down the river. You don't know what's... There could be cars, you know, don't know. So you just take them out. We'd be able to forecast that.
Well, best of luck with it, Roisin.
Thanks so much,
Joe. We'll be watching out for your progress. That's
Roisin
McCormack, the Chief Operating Officer with G Kinetic.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.